Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Radio Boomers Live listeners all over the world, the Easy Way fam. Welcome to the show. Reese, are you on with us?
Good morning, good morning,
there
good morning.
Is. Hello, Reese, how has your week been going? Are you staying down safe and sound and so on and so forth?
I'm staying safe at home. I can't afford to get sick, so I'm staying safe at home. I'm cooking at home. Boy, I used to say it cost me more to cook at home than it does to eat. I may waste more food, but I think I'm saving a little bit of money cooking at home.
Reed, I think people are starting to adapt to this a little bit. I don't know. I think businesses are starting to think, hey, we're saving money. But, it's a game changer. And I'll tell you, Eric's recently came on the cover. Reed, what do you think of this? Business Innovators Magazine. So congratulations, Eric, on that.
Well, he's an innovator.
Oh, yeah, big time. And his book, The Influence Effect, with Frank Shankiewicz and someone named Risa Gray. I don't know. Do you know Risa? And Sharon Lecter and there's a lot of interesting people going to be on his book coming out in September here. And the easy way is now working with
Thinkin. It's coming out in September now?
September, yes. Early September.
All right.
And I don't know if you followed the Easy Way, Eric's Easy Way, is now working with Think and Grow Rich Institute, endorsed by the Napoleon Hill Foundation and Dr. Hill himself. That's pretty cool, because we remember those books. Of course, we remember when they first came out, so what can I say? Easy Way Promotions is now offering full automation setup, and that's really cool. It makes things a little bit easier. Setup service, and if you sign up with us, you'll get an interview, and we'll help generate some leads for you in this new system. So just text promote to 55678. The wall, of course, is exploding with new members on the network, easywaywall.com. And as always, text to 55678 to keep up with Easy Way and join the community, easywayfam.com. A lot of stuff is going on, and it's really exciting with this new age. You really got to be innovative, and that's what Eric's been. And I don't know.
And everything's digital now. Everything
digital.
Is digital. I mean,
yeah.
There's no other way to go right now.
Yeah, I talk to people our age kind of, and they're thinking of trying this or trying that or going to the DMV or applying for a job, and they're saying, well, they want me to do everything online, and they're not too familiar with it. There's still some of us out there, but many of the boomers know what's going on, but
you've got
it's
to.
Making,
you absolutely
oh, yeah.
have got to. And since everything is shut down, it's really almost impossible to do snail mail. You really need to learn how to do it online, whether it's your Social Security, your taxes, whatever. You need to learn how to do it online. But let's hear a word from our Easy Way Wall promo.
There we go. Promo time. Easy Way Wall of Fame. And, guys, we're just, this is so exciting. I'm getting a kick out of this. I'll just kind of chat around here a little bit until we get our promo rolling. But this is kind of exciting, the Wall of Fame, because if you remember, there we go.
Are you looking to accelerate your influence? EasyWayWall.com is a new site that allows you to promote yourself, business brand, and your product. Are you looking to accelerate your influence? EasyWayWall.com is a new site that allows you to promote yourself, business brand, and your products as an influencer. You can share your ideas, receive comments, promote and brand yourself with the power of affiliation. Associate yourself and your brand with the power players of today to become leaders of tomorrow. Come and join the EasyWay Wall today. Sign up at wall.easywaybroadcasting.com or text EasyWay Wall to 55678.
Yes, indeed.
And that takes us up to our hot topics.
Hot topic time. This is always fun and interesting.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic isn't going to be so much fun, but I just want to remind you, boomers, you are a boomer, and it is hot all over the country. I mean, three digits, and I mean 115 degrees in, like, Palm Springs in Texas. It's like 118 degrees. The East Coast is hot, and it's not that it's, well, they are breaking records all across the country, but it's so early in the summer. This is still just mid-July, and I mean, it is hot. So, boomers, I just want to remind you, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Drink water. I'm sitting here drinking an iced tea now, and I'm sitting here thinking, should have had water. Drink water. Stay cool. They have cooling stations. I know they're supposed to set some up in the Los Angeles County area for people who don't have air conditioning. Those of us that live in older buildings, older houses, you don't have central air, check out a cooling station. Now, I used to go to the movie theaters when it was this hot and I didn't want to stay at home. But the theaters are closed, and the restaurants are closed. So find a way to keep cool, though, because they do say, okay, boomers, because we do need to pay attention sometime. Stay cool. Stay hydrated. And, you know, they're saying, telling everybody stay at home. So find a way to kind of cool off at your home. Get a shady area. Don't try to do too much exercise. Take a slow walk. But mainly stay hydrated. You don't want to get caught getting sick and having to go to the doctor or the hospital simply because you're dehydrated. That's my hot topic. Jim, what's yours today?
Well, most of us love our fast food burgers, chains, and everything, but they've been impacted, as you know, because of COVID. And many have seen sales rise because of what's going on, and it's forced people to do business different ways. But unfortunately, many have seen sales plummet. IHOP, Denny's, the TGI Fridays are among the chains that have closed over 1,300 restaurants permanently. A lot of places closed temporarily, but this is permanent. Dunkin' is the latest chain to announce a wave of permanent closures after Starbucks and Subway. In 2016 alone, Subway closed just about 360 locations, more than it opened. They closed 1,100 in 2018, Starbucks closing about 550, Pizza Hut 450, Burger King 350, and the list goes on. My concern is layoffs from big companies. The spread of COVID-19 is expected to impact millions of jobs worldwide. In only 16 weeks, approximately 15 million Americans have filed for the unemployment, and that's more than claims that were filed during the Great Depression. Of course, you know, there's more people now, too. I try to look at the positive side. So the travel, hospitality, rideshare, hotels like Hilton and Marriott, basically, most have been impacted, with many laying off or doing the furloughs. The banking industry, Wells Fargo, is preparing to cut thousands of jobs. Cruise lines, some like Carnival, sold 13 of their ships. 5,000, the impact, you know, that's a lot of people out on that one. So I don't know what the ships are being converted into, but it's time to rethink strategies of survival. And that's what people are doing, because people are amazingly resilient, and we've been through issues like this. Well, we haven't been through this particular, but, you know, back in the 29 and so on and so forth, in 1918 with the viruses. You know, situations like this we will get through. So it's not our first rodeo.
We will get through.
We'll get through it. Kind of like the Borg. Do you remember the Borg, Reva, in Star Trek? You know, no matter what they did to them, if they shot them, one would die, and the next one would adapt to it because they would learn by it. If you damaged their ship, the ship would repair itself. People are like the Borg. They just, you know, take this in and learn. And I have a lot more stuff, but we have to continue on here. And because we have
and another word from our sponsor.
Word from sponsor and a very interesting guest.
Are you looking to accelerate your influence? EasyWayWall.com is a new site that allows you to promote yourself, business, brand, and your products as an influencer. You can share your ideas, receive comments, promote and brand yourself with the power of affiliation. Associate yourself and your brand with the power players of today to become leaders of tomorrow. Come and join the EasyWay Wall today. Sign up at wall.easywaybroadcasting.com or text EasyWayWall to 55678.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Yes,
looking to take the next step? Join the Easy Way Network and become part of our Easy Way family. Host your own TV show. Accelerate your viewership, as you will be seen on platforms such as Roku, Amazon, Apple. Brand yourself and affiliate yourself with celebrities, artists, influencers, and power players. For more information on how to start your own show, channel, or network, go to EasyWayPromotions.com. To stay updated on all our upcoming events, text EasyWay to 55678.
Technology galore. And Reese, we've got a really special guest coming up, and I know all the time we say special guest. Roman Apodaca is a very unique, and I consider him a very unique and special guest coming up. He is a very talented man, producer, director, inventor. He has a new show, Armory Dogs, which he's going to talk about, and 20 years working in, he's been in security, high-profile cases, trains, dogs, keeps them from being euthanized in terms of into high-profile training dogs. So with that, we're going to bring on Roman Apodaca. Roman, you on with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Jim.
There he is. Hello, Roman. And this is Aretha Gray. Aretha, meet Roman. Roman, Aretha Gray.
Good morning, Roman.
Good morning, Aretha. How are you?
I'm Greg.
I hope you're staying cool, Roman. I don't know where you're at in particular, but Reese was talking about the heat spell we're having. Are you handling that okay? Because I know you're a busy guy.
Yeah, no, it's been hot, obviously, but we're maintaining. Thank you.
So, Roman, tell me about Armory Dogs.
Yeah, so you have so much going on. And first off, what got you into this path, Roman? I mean, I see there's so much on your plate. Why isn't Roman, you know, maybe an architect or a doctor? You're in a path that helps so many people here. What brought you into this?
Well, let's see here. I started years ago in the film industry, film and television industry, and I started as a run-and-gun filmmaker. And if I wasn't working in security, I would basically be – if I wasn't working in entertainment, I was working in security and vice versa.
Okay.
So depending on what was going on at the time and where the money was at, I would do certain jobs. I started off years ago originally working for the owner of Ocean Pacific and Jimmy Z's clothing line, working as a bodyguard and a driver. And that's how I got into the business.
Yeah, so it's a wide variety there. You have your producing, directing, and I guess it could kind of come together and give you an idea or different ideas on filming and so on and so forth just because of what you're doing. It's got to have some interesting, interesting points there. What now, your show, Aretha, mentioned Armory Dogs. How did that come about?
When I started Armory Dog, I originally, it was just a hobby. I was basically doing weapons testing, gear testing in real time. So I wanted to make sure that the law enforcement, military, and private sector groups like myself had the best gear at the best price points. And I found out through my research that a lot of law enforcement guys were using old, outdated gear because they didn't have it either in their budget. So they weren't able to basically afford to have proper Kevlar rifle systems for their job or handguns and sometimes duty belts and holsters and such. So I started testing the product, and I started helping the consumer out in regards to making sure they had the best gear at the best price points. That was originally my goal. Was if I could save one life a year, I've done my job. And that shortly turned into it blew up really fast for me. I was on top of Google within the first 3 months, and I started just getting a high demand for different interview segments and such, and it just kind of blew up from there.
Yeah. And so,
what does the name Armory Dogs come from?
It's actually Armory Dog, no S. Armory Dog.
Okay.
And basically, I'm known in the industry as Armory Dog. That's my nickname within the executive protection industry. And from there, I just started working around the brand and started branding the name I was that I was used to in my business.
We're a security family. We've been in the Chicago Police Department, and we go back to the early 1900s. I was military police in the Army. Security is, and it's really something which you could tell is needed today with what's going on. But with what you're doing and getting into the dog thing a little bit, what dogs do you prefer? I mean, you save a lot of dogs that could be euthanized, and you bring them out. But there are specific ones that you would work with, probably, what, German Shepherds, Dobermans, things like that?
Yeah, we started doing, me and my wife, and obviously my children are starting to work into the scenario as well now. Basically, we started saving pit bulls that were on the E-list that were going to be put down. And in the process of doing that, again, we were starting with anywhere from one to three dogs that didn't have a chance to, you know, be rehabilitated and put back into good homes. A lot of these dogs, they were fighting and doing bad things with. So we would evaluate the dog and see where the dog's temperament was at, and then we would go in and take the dog in and start the rehabilitation. Once the dog was fit to go back into either a working environment or a loving environment, we would rehouse the dog and start with the next. So our goal was literally to save as many pit bulls at the time, because those are known as fighter dogs and they get a lot of bad rep. Those dogs back in the day, they were known as nanny dogs. They were very good with children and very protective of children and families. And it's basically just, again, it started off as a hobby for us in the sense of we wanted to see if we can get back and help some of these dogs from being put down and euthanized.
Kind of rewarding, isn't it?
Oh, it's been, yeah, it's you know, It's a lot of work, guys. I mean, let's face it. I mean, anything worth doing is it takes effort to do it. And some dogs are a little bit more challenged than others. And it's not always easy, but it is rewarding. And at the end of the day, you know, these dogs, you know, even if it's one, two, three at a time, it still gives them an opportunity to get put back into a good home. And that was a big part of what we're doing.
So just ballpark, you come across a dog that's, you know, in trouble here, you know, could be euthanized or whatever, and you take this dog, what's a ballpark time it would take to bring him along to where he's dependable and you could actually take him out on a security issue? Was it maybe 6 months or something? Or?
It depends on the canine. I've rehabbed dogs as quick as literally like 1 to 2 weeks in the sense of just getting back to socializing the canine. As far as working the dog, as a working dog, if it's going to go into a law enforcement application, that takes more time. It will take anywhere from 2 up to 4 months, possibly up to 6 months, depending on what the dog's being trained for.
And they're, they are amazing what they can do, their senses and everything. Any particular stories in your security? You have so many that working with a dog that kind of stand out for you.
Yeah, the one I have right now, actually, she's a beautiful blue nose pit bull, and she was on the E-list. We evaluated her probably about 3 or 4 times before we actually adopted her to make sure her mindset was there, and we brought her home. And I have a process that I go through, and basically this particular dog, I was visiting my mom. And we trained the dogs. Most of them are outdoor dogs. They come inside at times, but they're mostly trained to be outdoor dogs. I had the dog with me at my mom's house. And basically, at night, we heard, the gate and a bunch of ruckus on the side of the house. And we just hear the dog cutting around the corner. And at that point in time, we figured out something was in the backyard. Could have been an animal. We didn't know at that point in time. So the next morning, my little ones come in and say, "Hey, Dad, there's a firearm and a knife in the backyard." And I said, "Really?" I said, "Well, all right, let's go back and see what's going on." So I see a firearm laying by the wall, back wall of my mom's place, and the knife. And I said, "Well, either one or two things. Either somebody's trying to rob the house, or somebody, it's a stolen gun type of thing."
Wow.
We called the PD, and it turned out it was stolen out of a police cruiser, the knife and the firearm.
Oh.
So the people tried to, break into my mom's house, and the dog basically cut for the guys. It turned out it was two individuals breaking into vehicles and stuff in the neighborhood. They did catch them due to fingerprinting on the firearm. Yeah, but it was one of those scenarios where if it wasn't for the dog, then, God only knows what could have happened.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, their radar is so much more advanced than us. I mean, there could be somebody down the street and the dog's ears go up. Engineer's giving me a beat. Can you hear me?
Yes.
You got me, Reed? Roman?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. All right. I had a mute button coming up by the engineer. Okay. So, I was talking about the way the dogs have such, advanced hearing or whatever you want to say it. And their ears go up way before we hear anything. So, switching over here, you have the producing and the directing, and you're working with a studio, right, Roman? Studio together?
Yeah, we have a studio in progress now. We haven't released the company name as of yet because we're still going through different scenarios for setup and legal.
That's kind of exciting. A lot of work. Been put together about 4 of myself, and a lot of research has to go into that to do it right. And it's exciting though. You got a location picked out at all?
Yeah, we haven't announced that yet either. We do, but we'll have to come back on your show to give you all the details and promote the show when everything's released.
Oh yeah, I didn't want to nail you down to a particular location, but I would say state. Is there a state you prefer?
Yeah, we're basically going to be going between Canada and then also the U.S. We have also
all
Canadian
right.
partners.
That covers the bases, pretty well. But
a
anyway,
lot of teams are shooting in Canada. They're moving up there. I understand they give great tax breaks and everything up there.
Yeah, I've heard that.
No, they do. That's really one good thing about – well, there's a lot of good things about Canada, but that was one of the things that basically was really positive in regards to incentives.
You could have a beneficial situation. You came across Eric. You met Eric in an easy way. Had any experience with that?
Oh, yeah, Eric and Easy Way, they've been, you know, in a sense, a family to us. Yeah, they've been really good to us all the way around from the beginning. I've done another interview with Eric in regards to, you know, more security relations. So, but Eric and Easy Way and Denise as well, DC, she's been really wonderful to work with as well.
Denise is amazing. She's very technically savvy with the TV and everything world, but she's a good-hearted person. And we have veterans. We've talked about that a little bit. That sounds like it's going to be – we're going to be working with veterans there. There will be a situation with the dogs there too, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we're going to be doing the veterans facility where eventually there will be housing, and we'll have a five-acre dog facility set up there where we could take on basically anywhere from 1 to 100 dogs at a time. So, which is pretty exciting for me because at least now we can definitely do more canines at one time versus just 1 to 3 dogs like we've been doing.
That's really interesting.
Now, do you train them to work just with businesses? Or can families get these dogs for protection?
Yeah, some may not turn out to be like security type dogs, I would imagine.
Yeah, no, definitely. The dogs, my whole motto is no dog is left behind. Basically, the dogs, after being evaluated and trained, we decide if they have a working drive. If they don't, then we basically push them for PTSD dogs and rehabilitation dogs. And we find a home for them, rain or shine. And we just want to make sure the dogs are doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, you're making a difference with all the people you work with in the security field and the types. I don't know if you want to get into the types of security in particular you work with, but you cover a lot of bases with that. I'll leave that up to you as far as either now or another show in the particulars, you know, because they know that security stuff. So, but anyway, I want to thank you for coming on because I know you're a busy guy. You're a traveling man, and looking forward to doing a lot of stuff with you, with Veterans and Denise and Eric. It's going to be an exciting year. Definitely different times for you, right, Roman? I mean, even in your field, with what's going on, shutdowns and you know, with the virus and the economy, and it's crazy.
Yeah, no, it is crazy times, and there is a lot going on in security and a lot of agendas that are being pushed that are not kosher, but we're doing our best to make our mark and to give back to the communities and to our veterans, and obviously doing our best to save lives in the dog community. But it's been very helpful with people like yourself and the Baby Boomer Show and Eric and Easy Way and Denise and Veterans. So it's been a real positive venture.
Well, we appreciate all your efforts and, you know, everybody you touch, every little pet you save and every individual that you you help with your security and everything, it changes their life, which affects others. So thank you, Roman, for coming on and chatting with Reef and myself.
And before you go, how would someone get in touch with you regarding security or getting a dog? Is there a website or are you on the wall yet?
Yeah, we're going to be going up on the wall coming up. I will basically give some information so that the public can reach out to us. Also, to answer your question in regards to family dogs, we do family dogs as well and family protection dogs also. So based off of the needs of the family, the dog can interact with the children and, the parents, obviously. But we'll have different options for different applications as well.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, like I said, Reith, very unique gentleman. Roman does a lot for helping people, and everybody appreciates it. We appreciate you coming on, Roman, and for your time. because I know you're probably going to be jet-setting out somewhere else to continue all your efforts. And maybe we'll have you on again, and we'll get an update on everything that's going on.
Hey, thank you to both of you as well. I appreciate your time, and God bless you. And anytime you need anything, just let us know here.
Thank you, Roman.
All
well,
right.
Rick,
thanks,
you,
Roman.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Informative for sure. And with that,
absolutely.
I think we're going off to a commercial in Carmelita's Corner coming up.
The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the Easy Way TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and Easy Way magazine. Learn more about the beautiful Easy Way Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Yes, indeed, we do it the easy way, Reith. And with that, I think we're going to be moving into Carmelita's Corner.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breath Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Regardless of whatever is going on around us, as long as we keep our space up and running. Anyway, I want to introduce you to one of my dearest friends, one of my artist friends, and we met several years ago. I won't give it away now, but several years ago at an art event called Art in the Park at Park La Brea Towers, which was orchestrated by another dear friend of ours, Pasquale Bettio. And she is a gifted artist who enjoys the creative process. She has so many ways of expressing herself in the arts, and she believes that the arts are a means of healing ourselves and facilitating the healing in others. Her media includes printmaking, painting, colored pencils, markers, watercolors, acrylics, and oils. And she has themes such as landscapes, leaves, and doves. And she works in both the design and representational mode. And she enjoys the interaction of bold colors and designs in her work. She also is a well-schooled artist. She has attended college and obtained a degree, and she started out with an interest in writing. I didn't really know that about her in the beginning. She combines the written word with the visual image, and she's crafted three books and more on the way, which we will talk about when she gets on the line here. She has been a director in the Adult Education Division of the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. She's also been a director and continues to work with the youth at the Park La Brea Towers, and has been a director for the Park La Brea Cultural Group, as well as a member of Sharing Friends of the Arts, and she also is the director of the, as I mentioned, the youth group there at the park with Brea Towers. She's the co-founder of the Artery USA, and there's so much here. We would be here for quite a long time for me to read off all of her credits, but I'm going to let her talk about some of it. Welcome, Debbie. I call her Debbie, but her name is Deborah Gilman.
Wow. Thank you, Carmelita. You really did quite an introduction there. I don't know that I could add to it. That's
oh,
beautiful
no, there's
of
so
you.
Much.
Thank you.
You have so accomplished so much. And like I told them, I'd like to start out with how you and I first met. I mean,
yeah.
We actually were neighbors as artists at the Art in the Park Festival.
Yeah.
And,
this
and
was
it,
fantastic.
Yes, so we shared a space next to each other, and then we wound up becoming very, very good friends. You're one of my dearest friends, and I've enjoyed having you as one of my artist friends over the years. So, and I also want to thank you also for being a supporter of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. You have been there for us and exhibited over the years, and you've also received some recognition as well.
Well,
for
yes,
that.
It's been a real friendship and continues to be a real friendship in the arts and more, which actually started over 20 years ago. I can't believe it. I had my little card table and two folding chairs. That was my booth at the art festival. And you were sitting next to me, and I kept looking over there. This is very interesting what she has over there. And we started talking, and that was the beginning of everything, of meeting our dear friend Pasquale Bedio, who was in charge of the event, and much more, who I've worked with over the years in community and exhibited at your Rose Breast Cancer Society beautiful festivals through him and through you, and many, many people. Just it just grew and grew and grew, and I am so grateful to all involved.
Well, we've got so much going on, and right now the Artery USA has partnered with the Rose Breast Cancer Society on producing the Gardens of Life mural.
Yeah.
And it's a dream that I've actually have wanted to do many, many years, actually even before I started the organization. And now, the seed has been planted. And
it's beautiful. I'm watching it bloom, and it's growing, and it really is a garden of life. It's so beautiful.
Well, the purpose is, as you said also in your commentary, in your bio, the arts are healing.
Yes,
and I'm so pleased. We just recently had a meeting with the director of the Longwood Retirement Hospital, and she brought out her assistant to meet with me, and Tom Porter was there to videotape our meeting with the artist. His name is Emmy Lou from Uganda, and he was just amazing. He managed.
Yes, I want to give a special shout out to Tom Porter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad you mentioned him, because
mm-hmm.
I always forget somebody or somebody's for all the work he's done with us and the beautiful videos he's done for me also. And along the lines of art healing, I really believe it begins with ourselves creating and being in a good space, and then not stopping with that, but going out and sharing it so that others are involved and share theirs, and it just grows. I really believe in that.
Yes, and as I was mentioning when we spoke earlier, we have to be aware that these ideas and inspirations come from a higher place.
Yes.
They don't come from
do.
Us. They come through us.
They do. We are the medium, and we know we're here because we need to do that. We know
mm-hmm.
that we have to do that. And it brings to mind one of my quotes that I really enjoy, is that through the prism of negativity, through the prism of negativity, positive energy comes. And that means that through your creative process, when you're feeling down and sad, if you create something, your energy will change to positive.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
And actually, we could We can even be philosophical about what's happening around us in the world today. You know, out of the darkness will come the light.
We have to believe that for those of us who will survive it, something good will have to come. It's hard to believe it sometimes when we look at the reality, but we must keep positive through everything. And I feel that by being involved in the creative process, we can do that and help others to do that. I encourage kids to and adults to draw on their face masks. Put your own message, put your own picture out there, or make your own coloring books and share them. Do something to lift your spirits and the spirits of other people, especially right now, because we all need it so much, you know. And I would want to say that I got the art gene from my beloved mother, who was a fantastic artist and writer. Our birthdays were just half an hour apart, and we lived halfway around the world from each other for many years, so that our birthdays coincided exactly, and we always celebrated together. And as that day approaches for me this week and for her, I took out all the cards she sent me. She painted a special card for me every year. And it was so great to look at them and be grateful for all she gave me in life and in the arts. I know you do a lot in honor of your mother, too, through the Rose Breast Cancer Society, so I know you can relate to this.
Exactly, and I want to wish you a happy, happy birthday, Debbie, on the air right now.
Thank you. Well, I want to say you started off my birthday week fantastic. I can't thank you enough for the opportunity. We have so much to share and talk about, and I'm trying to squeeze it all in at a mile a minute here.
Yes, well, you've got a great body of work, and you're actually the first artist that I showcased in the way that I did. For this particular interview, because normally I just do one post, but I decided I would put up a post each and every day so that people could get an example of each of your styles of art. And I got so much wonderful feedback. A lot of people were tuning in, and, you know, we got a lot of response on the Internet.
Well, I appreciate it, and I enjoy seeing your art and the art of Pasquale Bedio, and the art of everyone in our circle that has grown and expanded over these 20-plus years. I think we just inspire each other, you know,
special. It's amazing how small the world is. There is a voice that who I hope is listening in today. She happened to call this morning just before I started to get ready for this radio interview, and I didn't realize that she's also an artist. I know that she's in the film world, but she told me this morning that she's an artist. And so I'm going to give a shout-out to Robin Evans-Jones, who I hope is listening in.
Very nice.
Yes, she goes back to when Pasquale had his exhibit downtown, you know, Ivor was involved, and Cantor
Esteleon. Yes.
Oh, yeah. They're all part of our art world. You know, we have so many wonderful, gifted artists in our circle, and I'm just very grateful.
I'm so delighted to be a part of it and to see how everybody's grown and developed their creativity and in all ways of life, and we've all kept connected through the arts, which is a beautiful thing, you know, and I'm just grateful to be a part of it. If you want to see any of my books, they're on DeborahGilman.com, Deborah, no H, and Gilman, two L's. There are three illustrated children's books. The last one I did with my mother, we co-wrote and co-illustrated it together. It's about global warming, an unbearable situation, bears and the environment. There's also The Painter's Dream about painting and color, and also Drawing from the Masters about sitting in a museum and learning from the masters. And you can message me or go on the website if you're interested, or through Carmelita, who has all my contacts, if you don't mind my saying so.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, thank you. I think reading is so important right now. We're all on the screen more than ever, and I know I am. It's addictive, but a little bit of reading is good.
Yes, and books are our friends. I remember growing up and, you know, loving books. In fact, when I was a very young girl, I used to, you know, when I was supposed to be in bed at night, I would have a flashlight. I had my flashlight. And I would read under the covers. You know, I just enjoyed that because, you know, you can go many places through your imagination. You can travel and you can, you know, meet imaginary friends.
That's
or what
true.
Have you. And the most important thing, though, is the learning because authors have so much information to share
yes.
with us. And
you
we
really
gain.
Get the best of a person when you read the great writers. Those are their best thoughts put forward in the best way. You really get the best of the person. I've always enjoyed, as you said in your lovely intro, I've always enjoyed combining the picture with the written word and illustrating what I write. I've always loved to put the two together, and art journaling too. So you can just combine it in any way that works for you, and everyone can enjoy that so much.
Yes, well, you certainly have found many branches of the creative avenue of the arts. There's so many ways of expressing yourself through the arts. I know I used to get kind of frustrated, in a sense, when I was still coming along during my college years, because I wanted to do everything. My hands were in every pie.
Mm-hmm.
When we, you know, we were required to take certain classes, being an art major, I wanted to sculpt, and so I sculpted. I wanted to create ceramics and jewelry and paint and on and on and on. And there was
mm-hmm.
never enough hours in the day. I was so involved in those early days that I actually forgot to eat or sleep.
It does
go
that way. I mean,
yeah.
if you start on a project, it takes a time of its own, and you just
mm-hmm.
don't eat. And if you have a drink nearby, please cover it. Otherwise, you'll drink your paint water, as they all show
oh,
you.
Oh, my God.
Please have it covered.
In the early yes, in the early days when I was really, really motivated, I had my first one-woman art exhibit in Beverly Hills. I won't say when, but I remember my professors telling me, "How did you get an art exhibit?
Mm-hmm.
We can't even get an art exhibit, you know, one-woman show."
Well,
and that goes way back, you know.
That makes me remember that I need to thank Pasquale Bedio and you, Carmelita, and Esther and Tom for all their support for the exhibits that I was given, and Jerry Pittman, too, I had at the Elderberries and many locations in the city here and even in out-of-state locations through Pasquale and the Artery USA. I really want to give a shout-out of my real appreciation for the opportunities. You just don't get opportunities like that. Like you say, they say, how come you got that? Well, some of us are very fortunate and grateful.
Yeah, well, I was also very blessed because my art professors at USC singled me out and surprised me with an art scholarship that I didn't have
That's
any
nice.
Idea they were going to give me.
That's
so
nice.
It's just been a wonderful journey, a long journey. But
mm-hmm.
I'm still at it, you know, as long as I wake up every morning and can still do, I will do.
I agree.
And, you know, so I keep it moving, you know,
keep
it moving. Keep
going. I started out and studied some classes at UCLA and at Otis, and then I got my degree at UC Santa Cruz, which I loved. I minored in art. I was going to teach French. Can you believe this?
Yes,
and then
I
decided, and I love French and everything, but
uh-huh.
I'm not French, and I kind of, you know, went a different direction, but it all comes together in the arts. Whatever you learn, whatever you experience is cooked inside of you and comes out in the arts, so everything is good and valid. And like you say, the main thing is we're going to keep doing this forever, as long as we can.
As long as we can do. And like the Pink Lady says, age is just a number.
That's right. That's another wonderful person I met through everyone, the Pink Lady, who just wrote a lovely note on my Facebook wall. And her motto is get up and get out and get a life, and that's right, and she does, and she's an inspiration too. We have so much inspiration to be grateful for, you know.
And I think she's only 84 years young, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know, but she's amazing. She's amazing.
I know. I was there when she received an honor at the Hollywood Chamber. You know, they had a big event there, and
mm-hmm.
Judge Judy was there, and
mm-hmm.
and Councilman Tom Labonge, and on and on. And when she stood at the podium, she proudly announced her age. In fact, I think
mm-hmm.
she even pushed it up a little bit, you know.
Only
yeah.
she would do that.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of, the only thing about when you mention names, there's always someone that you think of, you know, after the fact.
After.
But there's so many, you know, I did
want
to
also. Please
forgive
me if I forget someone today, please.
Well, one name that comes to mind is Connie Taylor. She's been
a
big part of our world.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yes. Uh-huh.
She's an amazing creative person, and we keep in touch on Facebook, and she's doing a lot of community work. I met her through Pasquale and through you also here in L.A., and she was working more in the Palm Springs area at the time in community, a wonderful talent and a very good soul, very good soul.
Yes, and, you know, like you said, you have all ages that you deal with. My friend used to say the young, the old, the brave, and the bold. And,
I agree.
You know.
Well,
so,
because everyone is born creative. We are born creative. Even Picasso said this. And then what happens is, unfortunately, we'll get stifled in school. I'm sorry, teachers, but sometimes in school, sometimes by an adult figurehead. Or somehow it gets stifled, and then you have to get it back and keep it going, because we are all born creative. And I think we are all born kind and good, too. And I think we learn from many, many sources, you know. So we have to keep it on the positive, you know, as much as we can do that.
Yes, absolutely. And there is another person that comes to mind. She was in one of your photographs. She's a mutual friend. And she's also been a very big supporter of our organization. For some reason, I'm having a brain fart right now.
Oh, dear.
But,
I can conjure up a lot of photographs,
maybe,
but I
you
don't
can
know.
Bring up her name. But her one of her relatives was also one of the political figures that was running for a major office in
the
city. Oh,
now I'm really going to have to think on this.
Yeah,
I'm sure it'll come to me eventually. I'll call you at 2 in the morning. P.S. I just thought. But we do have a great circle of wonderful people. Our beloved Joe Cassini, who was with us in the dance. We have from all walks of the arts. And we just keep going. I'm writing now about the current times and illustrating a bit. That helps me to express it. And then if I share it with someone who I think is of like mind, it might be well received. But when you write about things like that, you have to be careful, because you don't want to offend anyone. So you basically write it out and then think about what you're going to do next. But it is very healing to process this in the written word and the pictures. And I want to give a shout out. I don't know if she's listening. I have a wonderful cousin, Deborah. Yes, she's Deborah 2, and I'm Deborah 1, and she's a wonderful artist in Portland, Oregon, very talented. She also writes and illustrates children's books and many things. And if you're there, Deb, I always feel your support. She's like a sister to me, very special gal.
Well, listen, while you were calling out that name, Jackie Wyatt came to mind. That's the person who I was trying
you.
To mention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, her relative was actually running for a major political office. Do you remember which office it was?
Oh, no, I don't remember at the moment. But she's a dear friend. And
could have been lieutenant governor or something like that. But anyway, Jackie White has been so wonderful. I know, you know, she came to many of the meetings that that were held for the Rose Breast Cancer Society and so on.
And
she
helped
was a big
me a lot
part.
With my workshops in community.
Yes, I remember
volunteer.
Her helping you with
Always
your art
involved.
Workshops, too.
And
yes.
She has lovely family. She has three sisters, and each one is special. They're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, listen, Debbie, you and I, you know, we could go on and on. I mean,
We can.
but I'm trying to keep one eye on the clock here, and...
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I'm glad that you mentioned how they can get a copy of your books. You've got
or
the
communicate
Painter's
with
Dream.
Me about anything. Mm-hmm. I'd be happy to talk to people on the messaging or the Facebook or the website. And I can't thank you enough for this lovely way to start my birthday week and opportunity, and I always enjoy talking with you, Carmelita. You're very special. You bring in a lot of special guests, and I'm very honored to be a guest on your show.
All right. Did you hear that applause, Debbie?
We got applause.
All right. Okey-doke. Well, I have a new saying. It's not really new now because I've been saying it for a while. Rita likes to get in her zippy-doopy-dippy car, Ferrari or whatever it is. She rides off into the Sunset Inn. But I've been saying that I get on my horse and ride off in the sunset. So I invite you to get on your horse and ride off with me into the sunset as we say goodbye to our listening audience.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Indeed. Well, Reith, I'm impressed
it's
by the
list. It's time for tech time.
Oh, it's tech time coming on. But Carmelita really has some interesting guests. Yeah, let's get into our tech time now. I tell you, I get really into the show, and I got to remember we're doing a show, so...
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Well, Carmelita.
Yes, indeed. I'm anxious to hear your stuff, Reese.
Carmelita had me riding off into the sunset. In a Ferrari. I don't have a Ferrari. It's a Fiat. It's a cute little car, but it's not a Ferrari. But I will be in agreement with Carmelita that I will have a Ferrari. But today, last week we talked about being on Zoom calls and making sure you have the proper light in front of you. Today I want to talk about what you have behind you. If you're like me, you're running at the last minute trying to get together for the Zoom call. If I do it in the living room, there's glasses on the coffee table, blankets, pillows thrown every which way, but the way they're supposed to be. If I do it in the bedroom, there's just no spot that is presentable. And the kitchen, God forbid, I see people do it in the kitchen, and they think that it looks okay. It does not. So what you can do is put a background on your Zoom call. Now, you may have seen other people looking like they were at the beach or wherever. You can do that, too. And the Zoom comes with certain backgrounds that are already set up. But you can also go in and just Google Zoom backgrounds. There are thousands of backgrounds, places. Some are actually moving. I have one that's beautiful. It looks like I have this beautiful view out my window, and the curtain kind of moves with the breeze, and people actually ask me, is that the view from your house? I have to be honest and tell them, no, it's the Zoom background. But it's very simple to do. if you're going in on your desktop or your laptop, you just open the Zoom app on that device, and in the top left corner, you click Zoom, and the Zoom menu, and it'll drop down. You click on Preferences, and when the setting windows pops up, click on Virtual Background. And it's very easy. You can either add a background. You just save it in your pictures, and then you go in and just add it. Or you can use the backgrounds that are already set up. They have, like, San Francisco Bridge or outer space or a beach. Or, like I said, you can add your own rooms. I look at some of the backgrounds of people now that everybody's doing TV from home, and I noticed so many people had bookshelves. When I started looking for backgrounds, there's lots of bookshelves. So I thought, okay, I didn't think these people were reading all these books. But it's a nice background. You want to keep it relatively simple because you don't want it to be so distracting that people are watching your background and not listening to what you're saying. You can also change your backgrounds on your mobile devices too, your iPad or your phone, whichever you happen to be using. And when you do that, when you log into your Zoom account, you join a meeting, or you can just say you're joining a meeting, and tap three dots at the bottom right of the screen, and it'll open the More menu. And then you tap Virtual Background there, and it's the same thing. You can select the background, or you can add a background. Now, there's only so many you can have at a time. So you can delete some and add the ones you want. Or you can just keep the ones that are already there. But like I said last week, the whole point of having a Zoom call is so I can see your live face. So I don't want to look at your picture or your avatar. I want to see you. So if it's your background that's keeping you from wanting to show your live face, just drop in a virtual background, and it doesn't matter. It'll mask what's going on behind you. And even better, if you put up a green blanket, anything that's a green color, you can change the setting so it says you have a green screen, and then you just sit or stand in front of the green screen, and it's seamless. It's absolutely perfect. And people will think that you are where you are not. So that's my tech time for today. Jim, what's your gem for this week?
It was so amazing.
Okay, baby boomers.
Oh, there
it's
we go.
Time for Jim from Jim.
Yes, indeed. Aretha was talking about these backgrounds, and you would think that that person is literally standing in front of the Niagara Falls or something. And how they do it. And then Eric even has a camera that does a virtual around the room or a 360 or something. I don't even follow all this stuff, but I don't know. We went to a film production one time. They wanted Eric to be part of this process, and the producer didn't want us to film behind the scenes with the cameras they were using. They were very expensive, but they were very small. And he said the big cameras he had in the back were the ones they used to use. They're impressive, but these new ones were digital, and they do a better job. Anyway, I've got some interesting reports here, but I also have a more interesting situation, and we wanted to see if we can contact Derek to bring him on because we have, you know, the book, and he's on the cover of Innovative Magazine, and the book, The Influence Effect. There's so many things. I briefly hit you with that, but I want to get into some of that. So we're going to see if we could reach out. And the reason I do this is because he's always on Zoom calls, and I tell him, can you jump on? And so we're going to reach out and see if we can get him. If I hear the intro or if I hear a hello, I will bring him on. But other than that...
Hello.
There we go. Do we got you, Eric?
Yeah, can you hear me?
A little bit. Try that again. Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
Okay. All right, we'll try that. I was
Are you
just,
not hearing me well?
Well, we don't have you real clear. Try that again. Say, give me a test.
Test 1, 2, 3. Why wouldn't it be clear? I'm on my phone.
Okay. All right, we got you. All right, so I was talking about the, you know, being on the cover. There's so much going on. I mean, I don't even know where to start. But one, we have the cover of Business Innovator, if I pronounce that right, magazine. And then you have the book, The Influence Effect, coming out. So is your head spinning yet? because in this new age of technology, you're really staying on top of things. And I have people saying that you are, well, I've heard this term before, you're pretty much the portal between online media, radio, and television. And you've definitely saw the world changing. You've never experienced this before. So what's on your table right here as far as tell us about some of this stuff.
I want to definitely give love and say thank you to a couple of specific people that actually gave love to to that post on Business Innovators Magazine. For one, I want to definitely say thank you to Tom Chesser, who put me on that real amazing article. And we're going to be working with him exponentially on the Wall of Fame and a lot of great things. I want to give love to Joanna Harabedian and Jerry Pittman, Taylor Ames, Daniel Gomez, as you guys can see on the screen, Kyle Redford, Corey Maui, Bruce Polite, Ellen Eden, Robin Hack, and Ragni Sinikos. And then a lot of people actually have liked it. See, those are the people that gave it love, so I want to give love. And then, you know, you guys can see all the people that have actually liked the post. And I appreciate the Easy Way family. I appreciate all you guys that, that showed me love on the magazine. It is a really big magazine. I mean, I'm following in the footsteps of, like, James Dentley and Alex Stern who's the co-founder of Constant Contact. And James is we're doing his television network, and he's a good friend. And, you know, and just all these amazing people I'm kind of following in the footsteps of, which is great. And I am an innovator, so it was kind of awesome to be recognized as a business innovator. And that also promotes the book, which is coming out this early in September. It's actually a reload version. We call it the Influence Effects Reloaded. Because a lot of people don't know this, but the book is actually out. And a lot of people that were in the book on the previous version, it's out. It's just we never promoted it. And now that the next issue is getting ready to come out, I'll let you guys know that book has been out on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, stuff like that for a while. And right now we're doing the new and improved version with Sharon Lecter and Frank Shanklish and James Dentley and Brian Smith, the founder of UGG Boots, and Jeffrey Levine and just all these amazing people that are involved with the book. My girlfriend, Dr. Dante Sears, you, Dad, Rita Gray. I mean, all these people that we've created an influence effect around. And so we've picked specific people that we've helped create an influence effect around. And the book teaches you how to create an influence effect. It really has a lot of my story on how I almost died. And I feel like God brought me back for a reason. And a lot of the influence effect as far as relationships goes, because these are real high-level people that are very successful. But how did I meet them? How did I get their cell phone number? How did I become their friend? How did I build a relationship? How did I turn that relationship into relationship equity? How did I transition it into business, into a win-win relationship, the power of appreciation, all that type of stuff? And there's a lot of big, great people on the back of the book. So it's great that Business Innovators Magazine, which, by the way, because of Tom Chesser, he's actually connected with Authority News, which is to the wire to like 500 other media and other people that are going to be picking this up. And wait until you guys see the story and what this guy wrote. And so the book is definitely really being promoted, and we're very appreciative of that. And then the Wall of Fame. You see the Wall of Fame in my other hand. The Wall of Fame, Easy Way Wall of Fame, is just really rocking now. We got more and more people coming on every day. And so many more innovators and influencers that are on there, impactors and people. I mean, we've got like 52 different business transactions that have happened on the wall. It's a social network. People are posting on it. They're earning points. The wall is working. It's an automated way that also connects to our TV station, our radio station, our magazine, and our stages, our events and stuff. And so it really is it's a solution, actually, as the world transitions, because you guys all know everything's digital now. You know, I did my big event from brick and mortar to broadcast, the virtual summit. We brought some of the biggest, highest level influencers to teach you guys and help you guys on how to transition from brick and mortar to broadcast. Well, it's going to happen that much more. You guys are going to need to learn that transition that much more. And so the Wall of Fame is a great way for you to connect to people like myself and all the influencers we deal with that can help you in these times. And you see under there, obviously, the Easyway Promotions is our marketing firm. I have my talk show I do every Tuesday at 4 o'clock now. I have probably a year in advance booked of amazing guests. And there's also opportunities, guys, too. And my show, like tomorrow, we're doing an all-filmmaking show. So if you want to know anything about writing, filmmaking, producing, how to make money with films, anything to do with films, we have Henning Morales coming on as my guest, who's done 3 films already as an independent. I mean, he's not even that established as a filmmaker yet, but he's done some amazing films, and he's really killed it as an independent filmmaker. And I hope that I see him grow, and this show helps him do that a little bit. We also have Trey Ireland, who is an established actor and filmmaker and producer, and done a lot of stuff with Warner Brothers and Netflix, et cetera, and Aretha Gray, actually. Aretha Gray is going to be our other guest for our experts panel on the show tomorrow. So it's going to be a great show at 4 o'clock, live on easyway.live, and then multiple other shows. We have so many amazing guests coming on. So I have that Easy Talk Live show on Voice America and multiple other platforms, as obviously Easyway, and then Easyway TV and Easyway Broadcasting. I mean, Easyway Broadcasting is our distribution division for our broadcast of our content, and Easyway TV is obviously the TV network with close to 40 shows now, 4 networks and 18 channels. And we're getting ready to release a new kind of like Netflix type of website, which we're really excited about. You're going to see all the content we've been behind the scenes with working on, all the shows we're working on, and all the people we're going to help, because everybody that we give a show. And I mean, we got health shows now. We got inspirational shows. We got nonprofit type shows. We got reality shows. We got fashion shows. We got entertainment shows. We got dance shows. We got musical shows. You know, I mean, we got a lot of great content we're getting ready to really release. We've been on Roku, Apple, and Amazon for a while now. You guys have probably seen our channel. But what you don't know is behind the scenes, we've been working on a super channel. Okay, and I'm not going to get too much into it, but we've been working on a big super channel distribution. All those channels, all those networks, everything you heard is going to that super channel, which is going to be where the ads and the ad inserts are going to be, and where all of our clients are going to really make money in ads and make money and monetize the monitor and monetize the microphone, which is what I teach. If you guys want me to coach you on how to make money in front of the screen, that's what I've really kind of mastered, done. You know, and then obviously you got Easyway Cares, you see on the right, which those were the 4 entities we really wanted to choose that we really wanted to promote. And Easyway Cares is what it's all about. You got to care for other people. You got to show that you're giving back. We've been giving back for close to 20 years now. We've raised close to $13 million in charity funds. You know, and I love the top where it says doing it the wrong way or doing it the easy way. I love that title. It's so pretty. And then, you know, you see the interviews with the most innovative leaders in the business. And I have interviewed some of the most innovative leaders in the business. That's why they chose me for the cover. They featured me as the CEO of the Easyway Network, creator of the Easyway Wall of Fame, award-winning multimedia marketing mogul, connector, talk show host, digital trailblazer, speaker, best-selling author, coach, entertainer, innovator, and trendsetter. I thought that was the great way to end it. I'm a trendsetter. You know, and then I'll finish this, Dad, the floor is yours. Then it's recognizing, and this is just a short version of what I've done. You know, it's always nice to be recognized, and I try not to brag. I try not to talk about my accomplishments, but I really have had a lot of accomplishments, and we really have had to help thousands of people. So I've been recognized as an award-winning top 10 social media influencer in the world, a multimedia marketing mogul that has mastered the art of monetizing media, created the nationally and internationally recognized movement Easyway. And I've been endorsed by like 500, well, actually it's about 1,000 celebrities, influencers, CEOs, and change makers. And you can know more at ericzulli.com. I thought that was just like the perfect way to kind of outline what the accomplishments has been, and how many people we've helped and stuff like that. So that cover is out. The articles are coming out real soon. So really excited about that. Got massive events coming out. We got a show we're doing with some of the biggest people in music. I mean, we even have the lead judge from Star Search. You guys remember back in the day, remember the show Star Search? We got him on board this project. I mean, we got Shane Sparks on board this project. We got the biggest producers, platinum producers, people that work with Disney and Lady Gaga, and you know, just everybody you can think of is involved with this project. And it's going to be like an American Idol meets Making the Band, all on the computer, all remote. And we're really excited about it. So if there's any talents out there, anybody that wants to be a star of the Wall of Fame, we're looking for that next Wall of Fame superstar. That's happening. We got our awards coming up in September. We got my book releasing, which all the people in my book will be doing kind of a speaking event. So that's really exciting. And then we have a big film festival too. So we are looking for content. You heard the network. You've heard everything now, guys. We are looking for content. We're open for content. Contact Samuel Morris. He's head of our film division. Contact Samuel Morris or Denise Malay Brookhart. She's our president for the TV network. So if you guys have content, you want to get on the network, we are looking and we are going to be getting on some massive distribution vehicles, much, much bigger than what you've seen. Not that we're not doing it big now, but we're going to be doing it way bigger on a mainstream level here pretty soon. So we're really looking for that quality, high-level content on top of the 38-something shows that we have now.
And we got New Life Clarity Publishing with Patty Godfrey Sadler. Amazing job with putting the book together. And, you know, there's a lot of technical skills that Eric has, but I've had so many calls and I've talked to a lot of people, and I've gotten different situations where, and these are pretty influential people in the business in Beverly Hills or wherever, that own buildings down there, and they're in the business, and they would tell me, you know, I really enjoy and appreciate working with your son. In fact, he said, I enjoy getting up in the morning knowing I'm going to be working with Eric because he brings a new light to this this whole thing. And that's what I taught him, faith, morals, and ethics. And he just, I see him on the computer, burning up the computer, and he just loves what he does for people and helping people. And it is, I'm looking at the book, it's The Influence Effect, and I got a little chapter in there. It's kind of cool. But it's very simple, simple reading with tons of treasure troves of information in there from each speaker. But with that, Eric, thank you for popping on. I don't know if we still got Aretha with us. Aretha, are you still on with us? Because I know she has to run out.
I'll let you guys get back to your show. I love all my Easy Way family. I want to remind everybody, go to Easy Way Fam, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, fam.com if you want to join our Facebook community. Go to easywaywall.com if you want to join the Wall of Fame and all the fun events and opportunities that we do. It's all there. And then my website is ericzuli.com. You can always text the letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. To the number
55678.
So that's right. Notifications on what we do. All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Eric.
All right.
Interesting, Reef. Reef, can you do me a favor and repeat what Eric just said so I have it clear?
No.
He's got
Eric,
so much
Eric,
going on.
Eric is the Energizer Bunny, and he was even kind of slowed down. I think he slowed down for us boomers today, but he's still the Energizer Bunny.
Our show is like Eric's, only in slow motion. We just kind of take it easy and take it light, but a lot of interesting information. And remember, you go to the Easy Way Broadcast Network, easywayinfo.com, easywaybroadcasting.com, whatever, and go, you know, research our Radio Boomers Live. We got archive shows. And it's just packed because Aretha and I do a lot of research on this. And we have people on Aretha with her up-to-date research in tech. And I have reached out to so many people in health and business and all this stuff. So you're hearing from some top experts. And you can get a lot of good information there on all the stuff that's going on. Try to follow a little bit of the stock market and, you know, our interest rates now, Reith, I'll tell you, you've been following this probably, and as the COVID situation increases, the rates decrease. Don't understand the entire process, but kind of have a little bit of a handle on it. The interesting situation.
Well, I just read,
and
I got
and
a,
I think in
a
the,
news flash
I think,
that LAUSD announced that the kids are not going back to school in the fall. So I hope that means the interest rates are going down even lower because apparently the pandemic is going on.
Oh, man. This is, yeah, it's really affecting schools. And, you know, the graduations were a little different. You've probably seen some of that where they you know, they innovate.
Oh,
and they have a different type of, you know.
Exactly. I had three graduates this year that didn't have graduation, one from middle school, one from high school, and one with a master's degree. And I was all prepared to go back east for the ceremonies, and they didn't happen.
Didn't happen. And, you know, remember, Reith, the easy way, you know, Eric is now working with the Think and Grow Rich Institute, and that's endorsed by Napoleon Hill Institute and Dr. Hill himself. and Eric's interviewed president of the organization. That's pretty interesting stuff. It's growing leaps and bounds. But, yeah, I was talking about the rates. The rates are, I follow that a lot. They're really coming down. We're talking about the low, low threes or the high twos, even the mid twos. I saw one for 1.99. I don't know if you can get
all
much
right.
lower than that. I mean,
remember when we were happy to see it at 12?
Yeah. 40 years ago, I paid 9%. I thought that was good. And when you get a
yeah.
rate offered to you, remember you could buy down if it's worth it. If you're going to stay in home for a long time, you actually buy down a little bit, you know, pay $3,000 or $4,000, and you could come down, I don't know if it's a quarter point or whatever. And you're looking at 2.5, 2.75. And you take that for 25 or 30 years for you younger people. And, boy, you're saving a lot of money on that note that you have.
It's true. Well, I just
yeah.
want to say quickly, I am going to be on Eric's show tomorrow. The whole entertainment industry has totally changed. It is a brand new frontier out there. So I'm going to be talking about that tomorrow on Eric's show at 4:30-ish.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And, well, we have, I was kind of surprised looking at the Business Innovator magazine and like, oh, Eric's going to be on the cover. Okay. It is a totally different life for everybody, and everybody's adapting where we adapt. And, you know, there's a lot of ways we're going to talk about this. A lot people, you know, I get texts and things about some people fall behind in this or that. I'm going to go over that next week. There's all kinds of ways you could work with this because the state, the government are willing to work with you on, you know, situations you may have. There's all kinds of ways of making extra money you'd never think of. You'd never think of them.
Well, people are making lots of extra money with the making masks at home, and they started
yeah.
a new program this morning, at least for, I don't know, where all it's for, but I know it's for Los Angeles, that you can get rent assistance. And you have to apply between now and Friday. It's not first come, first serve. It's going to be more of a lottery. If you qualify, it's going to be more of a lottery thing. And they'll be granting renter's assistance. As a landlord,
uh-huh.
I appreciate it. If you get renter's assistance, pay your rent. Pay your rent. Don't pay a car note with it. Pay your rent.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that started this morning, I think, at 9 o'clock, 9 or 10 o'clock this
See.
Morning. So go on the COVID website. I don't remember what it was offhand. And apply for that rent assistance.
Get that rent assistance, yeah. And there are ways. Aretha mentioned the car. A lot of the car companies, most of them will work with you on this, if you have a situation. There's a lot of things people don't know about, and there's money out there. In fact, I'm going to share something with you next week about how you can actually research, and a 90% chance you probably can pick up $200 to $500 or more instantly and put it in your pocket. But the side jobs, the extra jobs out there, they're all over the place, because what's happening is drawing attention to other fields that need help. And a lot of them, you could do it from home, and you don't have to go anywhere and drive. So, but with that, Reith, I think we're coming to the end of the show, and like Carmelie says, the old horse is waiting for us. What kind of horse you want to ride? Reith, you ever go horseback riding?
I haven't ridden a horse in years, but I used to love to horseback ride.
Yeah, we can go out on the beach, you know, ride on the beach.
No, they don't let you ride the beach. Oh, well, maybe in Orange County.
Oh,
not in
Orange County.
LA, you can't.
No.
Ride
on the beach.
Not in LA.
You might have to cross the border.
Well, you can in Mexico. I've definitely ridden a horse on the beach in Mexico. And I think they might still have some trails out in Malibu, because I think people can have horses in Malibu. But, yeah, in L.A. now, they don't let you do the horses on the beach anymore.
No. We have an equestrian area out here, and it's Well, it's a little bit of a job keeping a horse, but it's relaxing. Eric used to love to ride a long time ago. But anyway, we want to thank Roman for coming on, and some interesting stuff there. People are doing such unique things out there, and everything is changing a little bit. They're getting into all kinds of situations. You got anything coming up, Reith? Virtual movies?
I'm actually shooting something on Thursday. So it's going to be very interesting to see, because they have all these new rules. You have to have your temperature taken coming in. You have to answer all the questions. You have to have all the food individually wrapped. You have to socially distance. It's going to be a very interesting situation. All auditions now, all first auditions are done virtually.
Virtually,
so it's a very, very interesting time. And I'm not complaining, because my friends are like shocked. It's like, why are you working? No one is working. It's like, I'm just blessed. What can I tell you? But these are the same people that say, why do you still take acting classes? Because you got to stay current. Got to stay current. We boomers like to be stuck in our ways, but you got to stay current. So you have to learn how to do these green screens and how to light properly from the front, and that's what gets you the job.
Oh, yeah. See? And you know the little tips and tricks. And, like you said, with the green screens and the virtual stuff, and you're working with people that aren't there or entities that aren't really there. They put them in later in the movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And,
absolutely.
And you can't do a scene where you look up and smile and wave, and it's some monster that's coming down on you to attack you. So you got to make sure you put them together right. But
you do.
Yeah, you know, I find it very interesting with the new cameras and all the three-dimensional imaging and all this kind of stuff. It's really kind of fun. So with that,
well,
guys,
Jim, if we don't end the show, I think they're going to cut us off.
Yeah, we got to get going. So, guys, next Monday morning, Reith and I will be back on Radio Boomers Live. Till then, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live signing out.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa.
Looking to take the next step?
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.